Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can find me at Standard Damage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, please know that this podcast premieres every Thursday in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord as a part of our advanced streaming theory class. If you would like to join us for these premieres, as well as the class itself, including a question and answer period after the podcast release, please see the description of this podcast for the invite link. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button, or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. So since the Plur stream last week, there's something that I've been hearing a lot of this week that I wanted to share with all of you. And as a creator, it really does make my heart sing. But as a teacher, and especially as somebody who is really big into mindsets, it makes me want to cry. And here is that statement. You are so talented. I bet your teachers are so proud. I could never do what you do. And it really did make me step back and take stock. As a creator, I loved the comment. Of course, it's very flattering. I was very honored that everybody really enjoyed the show. I'm very honored that everybody really came out and had a good time. That is exactly what you want as a creator. You want to take the time to really put heart and soul into something and then have it really well received. That side of it is absolutely incredible. And I don't want to downplay some of the very kind things that people have said to me since that particular stream. However, as a mindset coach, what I hear is that self-defeating tone. I could never do what you do. And family, I want to tell you right now that that is one of the worst things that you could ever say to yourselves. I can't do that. I could never do what they do. Because it's not true, family. It's not true. And what this had me think a lot about over the last week is skill versus talent and the way we typically use those words. And again, they didn't come to me and say, you're so skilled. They actually used the word talent. When we think of the way the word talent has been accepted in our culture and accepted into our language, what we are thinking of is somebody who really excels in a particular area. And it literally could be anything. I'm going to talk in terms of the creator space, but there are so many areas of life where we talk about how somebody is naturally talented with something. They could be naturally talented with people. They could be a naturally talented football star. They could naturally be talented at business and establishing financial plans for people. There are so many areas where this applies, but specifically and for the purpose of this podcast, again, I am going to talk about the creator space. We talk about how people are naturally talented with other people. We talk about how certain people are naturally talented at influencing. They're naturally talented at dancing. They're naturally talented at singing. They have a radio voice. There's so many different ways that we can put this. All right. But it all boils down to that natural ability. It all boils down to that natural talent. And when we look at things that way, when we use words like natural talent, we begin to kind of screw up our mindset because we look at that as something you're born with, not something you earn. And there is a problem with that, because even people with natural talent have to practice to get as good as they do. You don't naturally have a radio voice. You don't naturally have a perfect singing voice. You have to practice in order to reach those moments. You have to practice in order to reach those levels. The most talented individual in the world without guidance will never refine their talent. Now, I'm going to take a quick side road here into what I have heard several other mindset coaches and several other streamer coaches talk about. And this is going to make a very interesting point. So bear with me for a second while we bring this full circle for you. When we talk about the triangle of success in content creation, I talk about three different things. I talk about luck, which is something we will do an entirely separate podcast on, but consider luck and timing interchangeable in this case. I talk about hard work, and hard work envelops all kinds of ideas we talk about all the time, including consistency. And the third piece is skill. And I'm going to say this again. I am not the only coach out there who uses the word skill. Never once does the word talent slip through our lips. We talk about skill. And there is a reason for that. Skill is something that can be learned. Skill is something that can be practiced and obtained. Talent doesn't figure into it in the way most of us perceive the definition of talent. I'm not saying that talent doesn't actually figure into it, because talent does. And again, we will get to that in a minute. But what I'm trying to do right now is crush your main perception, crush the way most of us look at talent. Because again, if you're talking about talent the way most of us understand it to be, you will think that you can never obtain what others have. You will think that you are never going to be able to be an accurate speaker. You're going to think that you can never sing. You're going to think you can never dance. You're going to think that you can never be successful in a creative space. That is absolutely 100% not true. So drop that definition of talent right now. By the true definition of talent, it might figure into your success. But the way you are understanding it right now, again, the way you have absorbed it, the way our current culture has defined the word talent, you will think that it is almost an impossible thing, that you don't have any hidden talents, you don't have any innate talents. Self-esteem is such a problem with the world right now that we look at ourselves, we're overly critical, and we go, I can't do that. So again, wipe that definition of talent from your mind. I cannot stress that enough. Now that we've let that go, let's talk about skill and how important that is. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. Skill is very, very key to your success. Skill encompasses things that we talk about on this podcast all the time. Getting out there and playing, getting out there and being fearless, getting out there and being willing to admit to yourself that you don't have all the answers, that you don't have all of the skills you need, and you're going to need to go out and you're going to need to start learning those skills. Remember what I said before, give up 1 hour, gain four. Give up 1 hour to teach yourself a new skill or a new ability, and you are going to save yourself probably more than 4 hours worth of work, where you don't have to sit around and fiddle around trying to figure out something you want to do with your content. That is skill. That's it in a nutshell right there. Skill are things that you can learn and then practice and get better at. That's why when we, again, talk about a triangle of success for content creation, skill is one of the key components. Skill is critical. Skill will keep your content moving forward, because you will constantly be in pursuit of the next great thing for your content. You're going to always be in pursuit of the better camera image, better sound, better lighting, How am I going to do my overlays? How am I going to handle my interactions better? All of that. It's about learning new skills and then being able to practice them and apply them. Whether you are doing that on camera or off does not matter in this case. Again, it's about that pursuit for the next step for your content. It's about loving yourself enough to allow yourself the time to learn, to be patient enough with yourself, to allow yourself to grow, and by extension of that, allowing your content to grow. That's what you have to keep in mind with skill, and that's why we talk about skill so much and not talent. Now, I promised you all that this was going to come full circle. And here is the full circle. And this is something that really put an exclamation point on what I am trying to tell all of you, because these are the actual definitions of the interchangeable words we are talking about. Skill, by definition, is the ability to do something well. Expertise. Here's the definition of talent. Talent is a natural aptitude or skill. There's where the line gets drawn. So here's the difference. The difference is somebody that actually has a natural talent for something, and it doesn't matter what it is, now has a jump start. I'm not even going to use the word shortcut here. All right, shortcut doesn't apply here, because even if you have, again, a natural talent for something, if you have a natural skill, that skill still needs to be developed. You can't just sit on what you've been given and expect that to be great for the rest of your life. There are always going to be new things to learn. And completely honest here, family, I cannot imagine anything worse than thinking that I have accomplished the maximum of everything I can do, because that means I'd have nowhere left to go. So even somebody with a talent still needs to practice that talent to become truly skilled at it and have the world appreciate it for what it is. Again, remember, a talent is nothing more than a bit of a jump start. It means you naturally understand certain things right off the bat about that particular skill, which means that you can move forward a little faster. It doesn't mean you can't have it. It doesn't mean that you can't obtain it. It just means the person next to you is going to be able to get there with that particular skill a little bit faster than you can. And if you don't believe me, let me give you a very direct personal example. I did not naturally have a good speaking voice, especially a public speaking voice. As a matter of fact, far from it. I was fearless in that regard. I didn't have a problem getting up and speaking in front of people, in spite of my anxiety. But if you had ever heard my natural speaking voice back in the day, I actually had a lateral lisp. I actually sounded like Daffy Duck, but to a much lesser degree. But that is not the kind of person you want to hear rattling off Shakespeare, for example. It's comedic. It's not entertaining in the proper way. And it really was a roadblock. So how did I get around it? Well, luckily, when I got to college during my theater major, I had a vocal coach who took a particular interest in my voice. In spite of everything that stood in my way, she could understand where my range was. She knew exactly what she was going to need to do to not only get rid of Daffy Duck, but also make me sound flat. She helped me get rid of my New York accents and then taught me how to bring them back if I ever wanted to. But that is the reason why I talk the way I do now. That's why my breath and my pacing is always very measured, because I am thinking through exactly how I want to say the next thing that I want to say. But the overall point here is that it was an obtained skill. I didn't naturally speak the way that I wanted to speak. I had no idea at that point that eventually content creation was going to become my career, but it didn't matter. I wanted to be able to communicate properly to people. And I wanted people to understand where I was coming from. And when I was up on stage, I wanted to make sure that they could hear me and hear me properly. And for the record, Naomi, I know you are out there watching over me right now, and I hope I am making you proud. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't use the skills that you helped me obtain. And I know I'm shouting it to the heavens at this point, but again, thank you for everything you did for me. So you see, family, that is it. That is what you want. You want to, instead of looking at things you cannot do right now as things you are never going to be able to do. Because again, that is not true. Please don't ever tell yourself that you can't do something. It is a lie. It is a self-lie and one of the worst things that you could ever tell yourself. The limits of human potential are in our own mind. The only person who really ultimately stands in our way is ourselves. And that point needs to be made in the context of this podcast. Because one more time, if you are looking at the amazing things that people do out in the creator space, and we see this every single day, understand that every single skill you see out there is not a result of talent. It is a result of either a natural talent that has been developed into a skill, or somebody out there started from scratch, started from nothing, and actually taught themselves how to do it. Because when you understand that aspect, family, you begin to understand and appreciate that you can do it too. And you can. You can do it. I believe in all of you. Family, thank you so much for joining me for this particular podcast. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate you and everything that you do. Until I get to see you all next week, much love. And know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Take care, everybody. And have an amazing rest of your day. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again. And I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.